Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We've been talking about the glory of the Lord all week, looking at the Old Testament, how God manifested Himself, and in the New Testament, with signs and wonders, on the day of Pentecost, with the coming of the Holy Spirit to baptize the disciples who were gathered, the 120 in the upper room, there was the sound of a rushing, mighty wind and literal tongues of fire that were seen lighting on the heads of every individual. And so, beloved, God wants to manifest Himself. That's what He desires to do. In the Old Testament, there were many physical manifestations of the glory, the presence of God, with the cloud of glory, with the fire of the presence of God. In the wilderness, it would lead them a pillar of fire, or on the tabernacle in the wilderness, there would be a pillar of fire at that tabernacle. And it was a form of guidance. It was the very presence of God. Remember when Moses went up to the mount, he was there 40 days and 40 nights, just being in the presence of God. It says he came down and his face shone, and that he had to cover his face with a veil, because the presence of God caused him to just radiate the light and the glory of God that he had been exposed to. And beloved, while we may not have supernatural manifestations of light, such as Moses did, we need the presence and glory of God to be able to fulfill the commission that Jesus gave us before he ascended into heaven. That which he spoke to his disciples who were physically present with him has carried down that commission through the ages, and we cannot do those signs and wonders, those miracles, without the presence and the glory of God. And yesterday, as I brought the broadcast to a close, we turned and shared a little bit from the vision that John saw when he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He had a vision of the unveiled Christ, the risen Christ, and he was standing in all of his glory with his voice as the sound of many waters. His eyes were like a flame of fire, he says, his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And in his right hand he had seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. He was glorious with a revealing of the light and the power of the risen Christ. And so it says that he was in the midst of seven golden lampstands, and those were the churches. And there were seven specifically, and that's God's perfect number. And I believe God is raising up candlestick churches today all over the earth without number. And they exist for the purpose of glorifying the Lord Jesus and to reach out and minister to those who are unsaved, those who are suffering and needing the experience of the power of God, understanding the Word of God, to comfort, to strengthen, to heal, the same commission that He gave His disciples when He sent them out two by two. So let's take a moment to look at the candlestick that was in the tabernacle for just a few moments. God told Moses to make a candlestick of pure gold, or a lampstand, if you will. And we find this in Exodus, the 25th chapter, verses 31 through 40. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be made, his shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the candlestick out of one side, three branches out of the other side. Three bowls make made like unto almonds, with a knop and a flower in one branch, and three bowls made like almonds in the other branch, with a knop and a flower, so that the six branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds, with their knops and their flowers. Very specific, of course, right? And then it goes down to say, in verse 37, thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof and the snuff dishes thereof shall be of pure gold. And all the vessels, a talent of pure gold, shall he make it with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was shewed thee in the mount. So this is what God instructed Moses to do. And this was not strictly a candlestick, if you will, would understand it to be, but it actually held seven richly adorned lamps, seven, the perfect number of the Lord. And with its various accessories, it required a talent of pure gold. This work was not molded, it was hammered out. And some estimate it's worth something like $50 million today. This one talent of gold weighed 60 kilograms, 132 pounds. And since this was pure gold, it is called the pure candlestick, as found in Leviticus 24:1-4. God speaks about this most holy vessel some 30 times. And in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, verse 12, Solomon said, the Lord has set the sun in the heavens, but has said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have built thee an exalted house, a place for thee to dwell in forever. This statement shows us the meaning of the golden candlestick. God is light. He doesn't need natural light. You see, there were no windows in the tabernacle. There was no light in the tabernacle. For this is where God revealed himself. In the Gospels, I'm sure you recall, as you've read them, Jesus is called the light 21 times. He was the light of the world. The full revelation of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man. Revelation 21 and 23 tells us, at the time of the end, in the heavenly Jerusalem, there will be no need of the sun or the moon, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb, hallelujah, is the light thereof. Going back to what I shared on yesterday's broadcast, when Jesus healed the man with the withered hand, he said, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or evil? He's asking us today, he's asking his church, his body, can I still move in the realm of the miraculous? Is it lawful, according to my laws, to be the miracle worker? You see, the Pharisees and Sadducees were outraged. It says when he did that, it says they became mad. They were beside themselves, and they sought how they could destroy him, because he was opposed to everything that they, and they were, what they were saying was under the law was correct. However, God was brought Jesus into the world to fulfill the law and to bring in a new dispensation of the new covenant. And so are we willing today to set aside traditions, the way church has operated for, you know, for how long, where there hasn't been the manifestation of the power and the glory of God? Beloved, we have limited God. God isn't limited except as we limit him, or as we allow him to work in our lives. We limit him by unbelief. And we don't really mean to do that, we say, but we say, well, that really, and churches have said that, whole denominations, miracles, signs, and wonders aren't for today. Well, I thought God said, I change not. His word doesn't change. And if Jesus came to set captives free, to preach the word of God, and to manifest his power and his glory in their lives, well then, isn't he doing it today? Doesn't the word say he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? And so the candlestick of pure gold testifies also to the Lord, to God, in his incomparable glory. And there's nowhere you can find a dimension for the pure candlestick of gold, but I tend to agree with one writer who said, it is for the reason that the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ is immeasurable. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit, beloved, is to draw our attention, our full attention, always to the glory of the risen Christ. He will share his glory with no man. And everything we do is to bring glory to the Lord, glory to Jesus. It says the seven lamps were filled with oil, holy oil, which were attached to the upper end of the golden stand. A golden candlestick, and its six branches are a witness to the perfect light of Christ. The candlestick was finished in beaten work. And what does this tell us? This denotes the sufferings of Christ. He was beaten. He was bruised. He suffered. He died, but he rose from the dead and showed forth his resurrection power and the brilliant light of God. Jesus Christ, he is the unveiled Christ, from the book of Revelation, in his full glory, in his light. He brought the full light of the revelation of the Father's heart to us. 2 Corinthians states 4 and 6, for it is God who has said, let the light shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts, hallelujah, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I hope your heart has been stirred as mine has to bring you the word of God this week on the glory of the Lord, on the will of God, on his desire for his people in these end times. The question is, will we arise? Will we say, yes, Lord? Will we say, here am I, Lord, send me? And if we're willing, just as he did for the prophet Isaiah, his glory, his anointing, his power will be upon us to speak the word of God with signs and wonders following, just as he did for the early church. Beloved, I love you, and I'm praying with all my heart, I'm praying and fasting that we can see his power, his glory in these days in which we're living as never before, and fulfill the word of the prophets of the glory of the Lord filling the earth as waters cover the sea. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,